Well, it's been a while, but we're back for our regular chat with Warden Don McKay in the County of Oxford, and they'll be back for their regular council meeting this week on Wednesday. What are some of the things that you think, even after a little bit of an extra week's layoff, that are most important to this week's agenda?
Well, certainly just prior to lunch, we're having our employee celebration long service awards. Always an excellent time when we can recognize those who have chosen to work for the county, and it's amazing how many 20, 25-year service awards are handed out, and I think that speaks well to the county as the employer, but more so to our community people that have chosen to work and continue to work for Oxford County.
Yeah, 20 and 25 years is a long time to be doing any job, but for those who still do their job well, how do you recognize them? And I know you're doing it in the most public forum possible.
Well, yeah, so we invite them in, but the awards are starting at 10 years and in 5-year increments, and then there's a choice that the employee actually chooses themselves from their bracket. So the 10-year can choose, in essence, an award, and 15 years, 20 years, they all get to choose their own. We wrap that up and present them. Their family is invited in as well to share in that celebration with council, and we have a lunch afterwards. Part of a opportunity, I guess, because we feel very strongly that if you want the best of your employees, you need to put your best foot forward and recognize them. Not dissimilar to Mother's Day that we've just had. You need to do something and not just a little card and say thanks.
How is everything going with the Walker landfill proposal? And I see that council is to review the peer review team comments on the amended terms of reference for that proposal.
Yeah, big day again in this long drawn-out process before we even start the actual formal environmental assessment, and that's the terms of reference. So we commented the first time, and Walker's revised those, and now we're commenting again. So we have a report to us. Oxford County is just one of the four municipalities. Southwest Oxford, Zora, and Ingersoll, their councils will also provide formal comment to the Ministry of the Environment with regard to these terms of reference. And most important, the public also has that opportunity. We encourage them as individuals in community take the time and supply their comments. That process is open until May the 21st.
And that comment, I guess, could be as simple as certainly just how you feel about this proposal.
Exactly. That's what the process is about. We encourage them to express their feelings, and certainly there is a lot of detail there, but don't feel you have to be an expert to offer a comment on that. And, of course, we're still pushing support for our medical officer of health on his request to have a full health impact study done, and we haven't seen that Walker is wanting to do that, so we'll reiterate that in our comments.
Also looking at a draft waste management strategy that's up for review, that's another item that you're dealing with this week.
Yes, and this is an important one because this will affect all the residents, household waste and recycling. Some of the suggestions there would be to move to a 6-day cycle, so rather than every Tuesday in the rural areas getting your garbage picked up and every other Tuesday the recycling, if we go to a 6-day cycle and pick them both up at the same time, we're hoping that will yield to lower costs and higher yields on the recycling. Part of people's desire is to recycle, but when it's only every other week and if you happen to miss it, your containers are full and you just put it in the garbage bag. So there's a lot to it, and we encourage people to take a look. If council passes it on Wednesday, then it'll be open for a 60-day public comment period, and we encourage the public. What will this mean? First and foremost, the public wants the service, get the stuff picked up and away from my home, but then they have to recognize that they're also the ones paying. So how we structure the program going to determine how much they pay, not just in the bag tag, but also on the anything extra not covered in the bag tag, of course, goes on the tax levy. So the public has reason to be concerned, so take a look.
I think when it comes to the bag tag, though, most residents would say the only thing that concerns them is, you know, what they're paying at the point of sale to acquire that set of tags. Each tag it's gone up since they've been introduced, and people just wonder, oh, when's the next time this is going to happen?
So, yes, currently it's $1.50, and council's already made the decision to increase that rate to $2. So that is part of it. Another part is to make sure that in that it's just garbage, that we don't have recyclables in there. And then the other part we're encouraging through this program will be the backyard composting, because certainly by weight, the organics, food waste, become a huge part of the waste stream. Doesn't need to be landfilled, but it needs to, if you're going to compost, it needs to be done properly. Otherwise, worse than bad fences creating neighbor issues if you have compost not taken care of properly, and then you get all kinds of critters that don't seem to just come to one neighbor's, but they're around. So it's important for us, but all those things can lead to extending the life of our current landfill. And interesting, when it was first opened back in about 86, it was scheduled for just under 30 years lifetime, which is now. And here we are still having another 30 years life out of it. So the community needs to be commended for reducing the amount of garbage, but we can do even better, and that's what we would hope this report will help bring out.
And a couple of paint and polish items at the also on the agenda this week. One of them having to do with the digital signature policy, putting some security measures in place for that. That's a newer way of doing business that I think not maybe every business is up to speed on, but something that the county wants to be able to supply too, but to do in the safest way possible for your books.
Certainly, e-commerce is with us. A lot of electronic exchange of documents. Can we have the electronic signatures? And certainly we can. That technology exists. We want to make sure that we have the correct policy, when can we use it, and the correct security, so there's not open for any abuse in transfer of funds electronically. So it's a process, and we trust that it will be a safe and efficient process for us.
And one more in tech, as I saw a new Facebook page added to the county's sort of social media mix. And how many Facebook pages and Twitter accounts and Pinterest accounts does the county have already? And do we need another one?
Well, I think the goal of this one, it will be a general one. And so whether it's a Facebook account or just an email account, most municipalities have some kind of common way of pushing the information out, making it easily accessible, which is all the information's always been there on the website, but the challenge is you have to, as an individual, go and find it. The Facebook provides that opportunity where it's a soft push out. There's something there, and if you want to look, you can do that. So it seems to be that's what the public's been asking for, and again, it's a very efficient way for us to do it, and in a non a very acceptable, I guess, in that you have to like it in order to get that Facebook posting. And people that want to know, this is convenient for them now because they'll get the updates as they come out.
Well, Wednesday morning is the meeting this time around for the first meeting of the month, the first meeting for May. Kind of late in the month, but we'll see you at County Council this week. Hard FM will be there. Thanks again.
Thank you, and appreciate all the opportunities now for citizens to be engaged through the Heart FM, through the Rogers, of course, and through our website to access the information prior to council discussing it.